Welcome back to the KCII Football Friday Preview Show. Cole Cook now joined by Caden Amagon of the Columbus Community Football Team. Join us as this week's KCII Jet Physical Therapy Football Athlete of the Week. Caden, congrats. Thanks for coming on this week.
Thank you. It's a pure honor to be on here.
Caden, the team's coming off of a big Week 7 win last Friday night, 35-16 win over North Cedar. You carried the rock 24 times for 237 yards and 4 touchdowns, had another touchdown defensively. But Caden, take me back to last Friday. What was really working overall?
Oh, it was just the whole team aspect. Like, we were just straight grinding, executing, and doing everything we needed to do.
What allowed you to have 237 yards rushing?
I'm going to put this one all on my big dogs on the line. Without their blocking, there's no way I would be able to do all that without them.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the offensive line has progressed throughout the season?
Oh, we started with just basic plays and just redid them over and over again until they hit it immediately, just learned and got solid with it.
Mm-hmm. You also had one touchdown defensively. It was a 99-yard fumble recovery. Caden, you were telling me off the air about the play. Why don't you just break it down for the listeners? And what happened? What did you see? And how were you able to come up with that just huge play?
Well, I dropped back because of a pass. And so a receiver had been running an out. And then they had a lineman come up behind him to where they attempted to pitch it to him. And I hear, you know, oh, snap, and the ball's on the ground. So I'm just standing there staring at it pretty much. And I hear someone on the sideline just yell, pick it up. So that's exactly what I did. I scooped it and just ran my tail off.
It was off to the races from there. That was definitely a big play in that ball game, 35-16 winners. You're obviously a big part of the defense as well, as we just said. How do you think the defensive unit has improved here in 2021?
Oh, with learning all new sorts of defensive formations, we've just all grew together. It's been going pretty solid, and everyone's adapted to their positions. You know, we're bouncing people around, learning what people's got. And overall, it's been pretty well. We've been adapting pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the third win of the season for Columbus, a big one. And now we gear up for the regular season finale. Playoffs are on the line against Alburnett. You need a win. What's the scouting report on the Pirates, and what are you going to have to do to come out with the W?
Well, we're focusing mainly on their passing. So that's all it's been all week, is drilling the pass. If it's not that, then they're going in the wishbone formation, which we have already locked down, but our pass coverage is what we've mainly been focused on.
Okay. Well, you got some time last year as a freshman in the backfield, really taking off here in your sophomore campaign. How do you think you've improved as a football player from last season?
Well, I've definitely gotten faster and stronger. That's what I've mainly focused on. And I've definitely been getting more touches. So I'm just kind of doing my thing, mm-hmm. not looking back.
Yeah, and you're part of the many athletes you have on the team. You know, talking to Coach Lekwa, even in the preseason, you knew you weren't going to have a lack of speed. You have plenty of athletes. Go back to the track season. It was a memorable year.
Oh, yeah.
What can you say about how many athletes your class has and just overall for this Columbus football team?
Oh, we have a pretty good group of athletes. We have a lot of talent that can be played in so many different ways, and it's amazing to see.
Couple fun questions here for you, Caden. Do you have a favorite NFL team?
Oh yeah, I love the New York Giants.
Okay, you think they're going to turn it around here soon?
I really hope so. Hasn't been looking too pretty this year.
So, do you have a favorite back?
Oh, Saquon Barkley, all the way.
I knew it was going to go there. Why is Saquon so electric to you?
It's just the way he plays the game. He's just. You can never guess with him. Mm-hmm. Plus, have you seen them legs?
Those thighs are ginormous. You're exactly right. Last question before I let you go here, Caden. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a game?
Well, what we normally do is we begin with our chanting, you know, try to get that fear factor into the other team. And then from there, we break off, you know, do our good old stretches and warm up our bodies nice and well. After that, we go into our defensive split and then offensive split, and then we come all up together and get it down as a team and really prepare for the game.
Awesome. Caden, congrats on the W last week. We'll be pulling for you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Great to have Caden Amagon, sophomore running back for the Columbus Community Football Team, having a fantastic season this year. A big one for the Wildcats, the playoffs on the line. We'll step aside and close things out on the Football Friday preview show next. You're listening to AM.FM KCII.